Let's learn together a beautiful piece from the Kedushas Levi on this week's Parsha. Every piece of the Kedushas Levi is beautiful. There's the first piece, or one of the first pieces in the Parsha, I mentioned in my Drasha, an amazing Indian of Chassidus. Let's learn a different piece, which is such a fundamental point in Chassidus, an important point for us to keep in mind as we go through our everyday lives and understanding what it means to engage ourselves with the world of the Gashmi, the world of the mundane, and the physical world. And the pasuk tells us that Vayelech Ruvein Vatome Eli Tavo Kisachar Secharticha B'Dudai B'ni, the giving of the Dudayim and the flowers and the switching of the who Yaakov was going to sleep with that night, and the child of Yisachar was the product of such a relationship. The Tomer Nasan El Kim Schari, Leah says that he gave me a schar, because Asher Nasati Shifcha Sili Ishi, that I gave my Shifcha to my husband, Vatikra Shmel Yisachar. So the way it worked was that Reuven brought some Dudaim for Leah, his mother. Rachel very much wanted these Dudaim, so Rachel asked Leah for the Dudaim. And Leah says, okay, I'll give you the flowers if you give me Yaakov for tonight. And so Yaakov was with Leah that night, and she was ochel to a boy, another child, Yisachar. And she describes in why she named Yisachar, because I gave my shivcha, Leah gave her shivcha, to Yaakov at a different time. So, the Kedusha Levi points out, V'yesh kan diktuk, lama kara shmo Yisachar al haschar, shenasa shivchas al li'isha? Why was the name Yisachar chosen? Because on a different occasion, Leah had given her shivcha to Yaakov. Halo Asachar hu bavur died bina. Wasn't it Asachar because she just made a trade with flowers for Yaakov? Nothing to do with the Shifcha. Leah said, here's your flowers, and then give me Yaakov. How come she's bringing a different event of giving her Shifcha to Yaakov? V'ayim b'rashi v'ayishmael kim Leah. Hashem listened to Leah. Sha'ayisa misa'ava laharbos shvatim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that Leah very much wanted to have more children, more shvatim. Her whole tafkid in this world to be with her husband was simply to have more shvatim. Not because she had a physical desire, because she wanted physical hana, which itself is a fine thing. There's a lot to speak about. I'm not saying that's a wrong thing. We're talking about a different level that tzadekes le'imenu. But it wasn't for the taiva. It was for the taiva of Gashmi. It was for the taiva of Laharbos Shvatim. Ulechach sachra es Yaakov bedudai bina. And for that reason, she was willing to buy back Yaakov, if you will, rent him out for the night. Who's to know whether her kavana was really, in fact, bichdei Laharbos Shvatim? Was it really to have Shvatim? And it wasn't lo b'shvil hatanig shela. Maybe it was for her personal benefit, her physical benefit. Maybe it's been so long. Who knows what her real, true intentions were? Hatshuva hu. The answer is ki isha misave labal machmas taiva gufanias. A woman, a wife, who wants her husband to be with her for physical taiva. Kishe baal nose orisha hi mitzeril alze. When such a woman's husband marries a second wife, it's painful for the first wife. If it's all about physical relationships, so now she's going to have less time with her husband, that's going to be painful. That's what the Gemara calls the Isha Tzara L'Chaverita. They're called Tzaros. They're called, they fight. They cause trouble to each other. Ki Isha Misave Lebal Machmas Taiva Shala. One who wants to be with her husband because her own personal taiva. She has a certain desire, which is normal. Ein Rotsa She Yisa Bal Odisha. She doesn't want her husband to marry a second wife. However, hine imenu Leah hatzideka sachra es Yaakov sheyishkav ima b'layl hahu. That evening, Leah rented out her husband, if you will. Bivadei ritzona haya laharbo shvatim. Her intention was simply for shvatim. Lo machmas taiva chas v'sham. Umi avchinim zos haisa kavana. So how are we going to know, how are we going to ascertain what her true kavana was? That's what the pasuk means. In a different occasion, I gave my shivcha to Yaakov. From that event, Hatadika hayitza bima hay bima shesachras Yaakov b'dudabina lochas shal machmas tayvasa tayvasa gufshala rak bichdei laharbos shvatim. From the fact that I was willing to give my shivcha to Yaakov in a previous occasion shows my question, my desire is not a physical desire. If it was a physical desire, I wouldn't have given my shivcha. My desire is to create more shvatim, and that's why I gave my shivcha. Here too as well. And this evening, when I rented my husband back to myself, it wasn't for a physical, for a taiva gashmi, but it was simply the harbel shvatim. That was her proof. If the reason she was hiring Yaakov was to fulfill her physical desires, she wouldn't have given her shivcha to Yaakov in the first place. So we see from this, says the Kedushas Levi, Shinasna shivchasa liisha mivora, that made it clear. Kavanasa shesachar liyakov bidudai bina bichtei laharbo shvatim. That was a true intention. So now he brings it back to our case, to every single person. Something that we can relate to. Bazeh yivara mishnah. The mishnah tells us in Maseches Makos, Amar v'yichanina, Chanani ben Akashia, Rotek HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakas Yisrael, lefikach yivalam Torah mitzvos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezakas, to give us more zichuyos by giving us more mitzvos and more Torah. V'yesha daktik ma lahem. What do you mean lahem? Halo kaya Yisrael. It's referring to Yisrael. What do you mean Hebrew lahem? Oh, ma lashon Hebrew. What's the question of Hebrew? Havle lememar nasin Torah mitzvos. Hashem gave us mitzvos. Why do you mean in Hebrew? He gave us more mitzvos. V'nira dehinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasin Yisrael Torah mitzvos. Hashem gave us Torah. He gave us mitzvos. V'am mitzvos. Heim al shnei bichinos. The two types of bechinas here. There's a bechina echad who mitzvos asher ein b'hem shum taiva gashmius. There are certain mitzvos that have no physical taivas attached to it. No benefits, no physical benefits. Rak labar yisbarach. What's an example? Kmotzitzis v'tfilin. Asher ein yachol yos b'hem shum taiva laguf. We don't get hana from wearing tefillin. We don't get hana from wearing tzitzis. Rak hakol labarach yisbarach. Those are certain bechinos that are clear. It's being done l'shem shemaim. There's no other reason why one would wear tefillin, one would wear tzitzis, one would blow shofar, one would shake lulav. But yesh od mitzvos, there is another category of mitzvos, and that's achila b'shabbos v'yomtiv, eating sudas mitzvos. U'mitzvos zivug, being with a wife or a husband. Asher yesh behem taiva laguf gamkin, where there's a physical benefit as well. Raka odom b'shas asiyas mitzvos elu lo yas b'shvil tani klal. But when a tzaddik does these mitzvos, he's not doing it for the physical benefit, although there is. The person enjoys what he eats, he enjoys what he drinks, but still, a tzaddik, when he does these types of mitzvos, he does it rak, yaseh kedei l'kayim mitzvos habari baruch hu, to fulfill the will of Hashem. Mitzarech lishpor taivas gashmius, person needs to break his physical desires. B'shas asiyas mitzvos elu, when you're eating your challah, when you're eating your chicken soup, don't think of it as, oh, I'm enjoying this so much, though you can, but the real goal is, I'm eating this because it's a kima mitzvah, it's a sudas mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is for us to eat sudas mitzvahs. V'nei, lama nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvos elu, hasher adam efshel asos asam b'shvil hanaz gufo. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us mitzvahs that a person could possibly do them for his physical benefit? He's eating because he wants to be full, not because he's doing the mitzvah. Why does he give us these types of tests, these types of mitzvahs? V'lo b'shul ratzon baru chas v'shalom. Why do we have these tests that we might stumble upon? That Torah too, dinei be'emes ha'neshama yesh l'taynig ma'asiyas mitzvah l'shem ha'baruch baruch hu. Because when we do mitzvahs, the neshama gets a certain hana. U'bazeh yesh hizdak k'chus. There's some type of cleansing. Bichdei liros betuv hatzafon latzadikim lachos benom Hashem la'asa lavo began edim. When we do these types of mitzvahs, it's a cleansing process. Hizdak k'chus is top of lezakos as Yisrael, is a certain cleansing process. It's being metara neshama or guf. Dios mina olim v'azochim l'chai hol ma'aba, to be of those who are elevating themselves, who are zocha to the highest place in olam haba. B'nei ha'adam, a man, who murka mechomer v'tzura, we're a hybrid of the physical and the spiritual, the neshama and the guf. V'tzura, he ha neshama hu ha'secha, the brain, the neshama is the tzura. Aval ha'chomer, the physical, the guf, b'mayi zdakech, how are we going to be clean? K'dei liros, Gam kein betuv hatzafon letzadikim uvishar tovos. In order that we be able to see that the tov, that good, the chelik olam haba that's hidden for the tzadikim, Ulachach, for that reason, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvot asher guf gam ki nehena mimenu. This is a certain type, because when we do mitzvot that are physical, if we do them with the right intention, it's going to go through a physical body. We eat something, it goes through the digestive system. But if it's done l'shem shemayim, it's going to clean out the body. If we're doing a mitzvah that's simply ruchni, like tzitzis and tefillin, it doesn't have any impact on the physical. You have to go through the physical taivas to cleanse them. So you do a mitzvah like eating chila v'shtia, and if it's l'shem shemayim, l'shem kadosh baruch hu, for the l'shem mitzvah, it's able to clean even the physical part. That's why we have such mitzvahs that are very physical. It's a person who, when he does these mitzvahs, when he eats and he drinks, he breaks his taiva. He tells himself, and he's able to overcome. It's not for physical taiva; it's for the spiritual. It's for the connection to Hashem. The osa kol, he does it all b'chdei l'kayim mitzvahs habore alav lasas mitzvahs elu, because Hashem told me to. That's why I'm eating and drinking through this mitzvah. V'lo b'shvil hanasa klal, not for my personal benefit. Ubazeh, through that yesh gam kein his dakichus laguf, that's able to cleanse the body, b'chdei sheyachal lavo el hamadrega im haneshama, to bring the physical, to bring the guf to the same level where the neshama is. Mitzvah remez b'mishnah, that's what the mishnah means. Rotza kadosh baruch hu lezakos yisrael lefikach, meaning kimilos lezakos is milashin his dakichus, to cleanse a person. Rotza lizdakakech, the person wants to lizdakech, the person wants to clean himself. Gam es aguf, even his body, min yisrael am kadosha b'chdei la'alos l'makom asha'ein shem adam yachal asig, to get to the place where others can't get to, b'tovas olam haba. Alzeh, how do you do this? Mefarsh hatana hirba lahem. Lahem means, nasan lahem mi harbe mitzos asha yesh hana gam lahem zo aguf. Lahem means to you, your bodies. You need to do more mitzos that affect lahem, that affect the guf, that affect the body. The adam hamishaber osam neshas osas hamitzvos, the person who breaks these taivas when performing mitzvahs, elu ataning me'aguf, and he osa kol, does everything b'chdei l'kayim mitzvos habore, aydei zeh yesh tzedakachos haguf. That's a cleansing of the body, v'zeu lezakos, v'zeu lahem, to clean the lahem, to clean the guf, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is here b'lam tov mitzvos. So we should be zocha to follow in the footsteps of Leah. It's a very, very high level, but at least in little baby steps, little madregos, to follow in the steps of Leah Imenu, the Tzadekes, that was able to take something that was so physical, that was so gashmi, that was so full of taiva, and to do it all l'shem shemayim, so we should be zochah to do the same thing. Amr b'chananim, kash omer v'tza kash baruch l'zakot yisrael fikach, hir b'lam tov mitzvah shenemar, Hashem chavetz l'man sikto, yagdil tera, yadir, have a wonderful Shabbos.